الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start, mashallah, one of our friends here saw a dream that our masjid is filled with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So that's a very good indication. Another brother saw a dream that I told him to pour water from one utensil into another, and the other utensil had a hole in it. So everything was leaking out. And so that is an indication that we shouldn't just, whatever we are hearing, we forget it. One person used to go to his Hazrat, his Shaykh's majlis, and he should spread out a rumal, what we over our head, he should spread it out. And he should appreciate everything the Shaykh, wow, what a good bayan, what a good point, he should appreciate. And at the end of the majlis, he should shake his rumah, and then he should go away. So the Shaykh asked him, what is this? So he said, Hazrat, what you explain 100% is correct. I understand, I accept, and I really, really appreciate it. But all that is for the masjid. It's not for outside life. It doesn't fit in at the home. It doesn't fit in the business. It doesn't fit in society. Yeah, in the masjid is all right, but outside. So many of us listen with that attitude. That this, Maulana, what he knows what's happening in our business. What he knows what is happening in our home. In that all, what society, what environment we got, how our family is, all these things don't fit in there. So I leave it behind here. I just go away. So we mustn't listen like that. What we listen, we must take with, and Islam is for all times, for everywhere, for everyone. All the time, Islam is for everyone. And really, this is one shaitan makes us think like that. And if we overcome that and we bring it into our homes, these teachings, into our businesses, we will see what enjoyment we get. And like that person himself said, yeah, for the masjid. Yeah, in the masjid we find sukoon. We haven't got tension. We are sitting comfortably, and when you go home, how many, the adab that were read so beautifully of the home now. But how many of us, we fear to go home also. And how many the house people fear to have us. Bring Islam there and see what an enjoyment. In our businesses also, bring Islam and see it's a pleasure and what enjoyment you get. Like one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he opened his business right at the doorstep of Masjid Nabawi. And he was doing a flourishing business. But with about 6 months, he closed it. So somebody asked him, you're getting your 5 times namaz with Jamaat. Right here, you're doing your business. Why you closed your business? Such a good business. He said, I wasn't doing business for the business sake. I was doing business for that virtue that if a customer buys something and he comes back and returns it, he says, I don't want it if you can refund my money. And if you refund him, you set him free of that sale which he was not happy with. He bought it. And Allah will set your neck free on the day of Qiyamah. For that I bought. So the day you can do something like that and make a customer happy, that is what enjoyment you will get. Not to suck the customer his last drop of blood. And to make life hard for him. But to help that customer, and many desperate people come to the shop. And if you can help any person, your patient, your customer, your client, what a great thing it is. May Allah give us tawfiq. Further, with regard to what we were discussing yesterday also, the honor and greatness of the Quran Sharif. Once we were by our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akbar Sahib, Rahimahullah, and Hazrat Maulana Aslam Shaykh Puri, who devoted his life to the Quran Sharif. He also came and visit, and then he explained one very, very pertinent point. He says in the hadith, the du'as which are in the hadith, there is no other du'a for anything as for the Quran. That is, this dua that so many vastas are given, so many things are presented that, Ya Allah, in because of this, because of this, because of this, because of this. In this first dua, it is that, Antar zuqani al-Qur'an al-Azim, that you give me the Qur'an Sharif, you made it my rosy. How a person wants rosy, make my Qur'an Sharif my rosy. وَتُخَلِّطَهُ بِلَحْمِي وَدَمِي, and mix it up with my meat, with my blood, وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي, with my hearing, with my seeing, وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي, and use my body for the Qur'an, بِحَوْلِكَ وَقُوَّتِكَ وَفَإِنَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِكَ, by your power and your strength, for there is no other power and strength before or besides you. So all this, and I'll just read out these, I won't go in the details, but see how many vastas, how many things, and what things are presented to Allah, so that Quran, we can mix with Quran. Quran becomes ours. We become Quran. So this all shows how important Quran Sharif is. And at the same time, sincerely think, what is my relationship with Quran? How much do I touch the Quran? How much do I read the Quran Sharif? So the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi Muhammadin Nabiyika. First, I'm putting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my wasta, your Nabi. Because he's your Nabi, he's such a great Nabi, I'm asking you for Quran through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the position of the Quran? Wa Ibrahim khalilik, wa Musa najiyik, already three. Wa Isa ruhik, four. Wa kalimatika, and all your words, your kalam which you reveal to all, five. وَبِكَلَامِ مُوسَى 6 وَإِنْجِيلِ عِيسَى 7 وَزَبُورِ دَعُودِ 8 وَفُرْقَانِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ 9 وَبِكُلِّ وَحْيٍ أَوْحَيْتَهُ, every wahi that you send down, 10 أَوْ قَضَاءٍ قَضَيْتَهُ, judgment which you had made, 11 أَوْ سَائِلٍ أَعْطَيْتَهُ, or any beggar you gave him something, that's also a great thing. That Allah, whichever beggar you gave, because of that, that's a great act to give a beggar something. 12. O faqirin aghnaytahu. Or more than just giving a beggar something, a faqir who was a destitute, you had nothing, you made him a rich man. You gave him everything. 13. O ghaniyin afqartahu. Or a rich man who you made poor. He had everything, but because of his wrong ways, you made him poor again. O dhalin hadaytahu. A person who lost his way, you guided him. 14. وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِإِسْمِكَ الَّذِي وَضَعَتَهُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, and I ask you by those names of yours which you have placed on the earth. فَاسْتَقَرَّتْ, and then the earth doesn't just shake around, it's staying stable. وَعَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ فَاسْتَقَلَّتْ, and on the heavens, and they are standing firm on their place. How many is it? 16 already. وَعَلَى الْجَهْجِ وَعَلَى الْجِبَالِ فَرَسَتْ, and on the mountains how solid they are. وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِإِسْمِكَ الَّذِي إِسْتَقَرَّ بِهِ عَرْشُكَ, and your names by which your arsh is on its place. وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِإِسْمِكَ الطَّاهِرِ الْمُطَحَّرِ الْمُنَزَّلِ فِي كِتَابِكَ, and all the names of yours, your beautiful grand names which you have revealed in the Quran. وَبِإِسْمِكَ الَّذِي وَضَعْتَهُ عَلَى النَّارِ فَاسْتَنَارِ, and your name that you have placed on the day, and the day became day, bright. وَعَلَى اللَّيْلِ فَأَظْلَمْ, and on the night which has made the night dark. وَبِعَظْمَتِكَ وَكِبْرِيَائِكَ, and your greatness, and your kibriyai, your pride, your greatness. وَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ, and by the noor of your face. أَنْتَرْزُقَنِيَ الْقُرْآنِ, about 25 vastas. So that hopefully should put into our hearts really how great the Quran. And who? This is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has taught us this dua. So what a great person who knows. And really, if a person studies the duas of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will see that you'll recognize your Nabi by the duas he made. What duas Nabi, where our mind could never reach, and presenting it in such a beautiful, presentable way on top of it. The other dua for Jummah, that was for Yomul Khamis, for Thursday. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Allahumma Ya Kabiru, يا سميع يا بصير يا من لا شريك له ولا وزير له. You got no advisor. ويا خالق الشمس, the creator of the sun, والقمر and moon, والقمر المنير, the lighted moon. ويا عصمة البائس, and you give refuge to the person who is in difficulty. Al-khaif, al-mustajir, a person who is frightened, a person who needs refuge. وَيَا رَازِقَ الطِّفْلِ الصَّغِيرِ, and who gives a small baby its rosy. وَيَا جَابِرَ الْعَظْمِ الْكَسِيرِ, the one who mends the broken bone, people's bones break. أَدْعُوكَ دُعَى الْبَائِسِ الْفَقِيرِ, I'm making dua to you, the dua of a person who is a very desperate person. كَدُعَى الْمُضْطَرِّ الضَّرِيرِ, like a person who is out of himself, how desperate he is, how much he needs something. أَسْأَلُكَ بِمَعَاقِدِ الْعِزِّ مِنْ عَرْشِكَ, and how the arsh of Allah is kept. وَبِمَفَاتِيحِ الرَّحْمَةِ, and the keys of your mercy. مِنْ كِتَابِكَ, or in your kitab. وَبِالْأَسْمَاءِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ عَلَىٰ قَرْنِ الشَّمْسِ, and your eight names which are written on the by the sun. And all this, how many wasta's again? Oh Allah, because of this I beg you. Oh Allah, because of this I beg you. All this I beg you. And تَجْعَلَ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيعَ قَلْبِي, that you make the Quran Sharif the spring of my heart, like the season of spring. What a wonderful, make the Quran the spring of my heart. وَجَلَاءَ حُزْنِي, and make it the means to remove all my huzn, my worry, my all that. Oh Allah, remove it. So we can see that from the Quran Sharif, from the Hadith Sharif, this dua, it highlights. And yesterday from all the Hamim surahs, all of them expressing the greatness of the Quran Sharif. How great is the Quran Sharif? But see where the Quran is kept. It's supposed to be center stage in a Muslim's life. But in our life, packed away far in the cupboard. Which we don't even hardly really touch. We don't read it also. Quran must be made really very much alive. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Further, we discussed yesterday the few basic rites of the Quran Sharif. One was Iman bil Quran. And that is just Mujmal also, the whole Quran, that alhamdulillah every Muslim believes it is the word of Allah, kalam of Allah. But every ayat also, whether it's ayat of inheritance, that is the law, absolute law. And that is the perfect and correct law. Whether it is with parda, whether it is with capital punishment, every item of the Quran, that also we must have full iman on. Then after iman bil Quran, muhabbat and azmat of the Quran, love of the Quran and the honor of the Quran Sharif. Great, great respect and honor. In the honor, what Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that whenever you recite the Quran, this is the best, that read it on a rahal, not on a desk. Rahal, this, what do you call it? That is like this, crossed like this. That is on which, and we will notice in the Haramain, till today you won't see desks. All of them, the rahals. Whoever wants to, the rahals are freely available, you read on there. Hazrat used to explain, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, or Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the king is not allowed to sit on any chair. He's only allowed to sit on the throne. And on the throne, nobody else is allowed to sit. Only the king is allowed to sit. So this is the king, this is the throne for the Quran Sharif. So on the rahal, don't put other kitabs. It's only for the Quran. For other kitabs, put them on a desk. Use a desk. But for Quran Sharif, and let the Quran Sharif must be only on a rahal, and the rahal must be only for the Quran Sharif. Then Hazrat used to explain that the Quran Sharif, when we are born, we have got no clothes on us. We are born without clothes, and then but we wear clothes. So put clothes on the Quran. Cover the Quran also. And after we wear clothes, we don't stay in the tree tops or under the trees, etc., or in caves. We stay in a house. We cover ourselves in a house. So cover the Quran Sharif and then put it into a cover, the juzdan. In other words, all this is to show the honor, greatness of the Quran Sharif. And also what we suggested, and mashallah, some of our friends, they practiced on this, that if you see in many, many masjids, the Quran Sharifs, in the, when it's a new masjid, the shelves are kept spotless, Qurans are placed properly. Some masjids, they even number the Quran, number one, number two, and they're all in a series and neat and tidy. But after some time, you see then, some masjids, Quran Sharif, the shelves, Allahu Akbar, you feel so down when you see how the Quran Sharifs are kept in the masjid. Very, very, and in fact this was in the Haram. Many of us hopefully didn't see that time when in the Haram Sharif also a lot of torn Qurans just lying like that. It was in the 70s. This was a very low time for the Ummah generally. And after that, mashallah, now the Quran Sharif's in the Haram also. And those workers, everyone is reading the Quran Sharif, putting it back. But the duty is regularly by routine. Every shelf, and how many shelves? They have to dust every Quran. They have to dust those shelves. Though there is no dust on it. Where dust in the Haram? But they continuously busy with it. And whenever any place there is a fear that if it rains, water will fall. Or the doves will drop their droppings on that place. They got a special separate plastic cover for those shelves of the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif in our homes also. See how are we keeping our Quran Sharifs. And the shelf we are keeping it, how clean and tidy it is. It must be kept very clean and tidy. Further, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the clothes we wear when we were born, we don't wear that till we die. We take them off, we wash them also. So the cover of the Quran, the juzdan in which we keep the Quran Sharif, that also should be washed from time to time. Not the day we bought it and we put it and finished. No more. No washing, nothing. No, it should be washed also regularly. And that water that after washing it, don't let it go down the waste pipe. Where the sewage also joins with it. All that water goes into one pipe and the Quran Sharif's water with the sewage water, how sad is that? So the Hazrat used to say, take that water, sprinkle it in your house, on the walls, etc. The barakat of the Quran Sharif. If we get parilu pani, some water which somebody has read on, blessed water. There is the water of the cover of the Quran Sharif. How blessed, isn't it? So we should, and if we don't want to sprinkle it on the walls of our houses or in the house in any way, but throw it in the garden. But don't let it go with the sewage. So Allah Ta'ala give us the azmat of the Quran. Love of the Quran and azmat of the Quran. Then the third right that we had discussed is to learn the Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif is from the cradle to the grave. And learning of the Quran Sharif. Continuously, whatever your level you had reached, you are looking inside and reading, keep on till your old age, keep on reading it and keeping it fresh. If you learned it, and which we should do, even if we did not, learn it with tajweed also. And then keep up the tajweed and the makharij also. And practice on that also all the time. Like some countries, your drivers, your license, not just you got your license and it's good forever, but from time to time you are retested on that again. Not just a renewed, but retested. So our Quran Sharif also, we should try and have ourselves retested from time to time. Because weaknesses do come in. If you have become Hafiz, then according to that you should maintain the Quran. If you're a Qari, according to that. If you're a Mufassir, you learn Tafsir, according to that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that, for example, students in a madrasa, they were studying Tafsir, Jalalain Sharif. Whatever happened, something happened, went wrong in the madrasa, they couldn't complete the Tafsir. They only did 25 suparas. Exams will be put on 25 suparas. But how many students will have that concern to do the balance of the 5 suparas? And also what we learned in Tafsir, we're not going to just remember it like that. We haven't got the brains of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Ali. He had such brains, Allahu Akbar. Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, they went and asked him one question. And he gave a detailed explanation about 3/4 hour. And they were shocked. They studied the answer, but they couldn't understand it. And he out of memory. And then he said, I read this 15 years ago. After that 15 years, I never had touch with this subject. And the pros and cons of it, the details of it, he explained it just immediately, impromptu, when they asked him. He didn't have to check any kitab. We haven't got brains like that. Eh? So we must refresh our tafsir of the Quran also. Do it regularly. And an easy way I suggest, which my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh al-Hadith of Deoband, told me that when you get back, I asked him for advice when I get back to South Africa, how should I contact myself? One of the things, out of the many advices, he said, do Quran Sharif Tarjuma for the public, which Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq, and I did this, I came back by ship when I came back, and all your goods are in the cargo, my kitabs also, about 10 trunks of kitabs, they were all in the cargo, but the Quran Sharif Tarjuma, which he suggested, the Tarjuma of Shaykh al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali, that I kept with my personal luggage, and when I landed, at home we reached maybe about 9, 10 o'clock, it was summer, and in the morning, Fajr, I started with my brother alone. We were living in Primrose, where there are no Muslim people around, all it was a white area, but the first day I started off, and Alhamdulillah, less fizzle till today, and really, I really tell the ulama, the benefit that I personally got from this tafsir that I study, you have to study it at night and not just read it like we listen, whether we remember it or doesn't matter, but you have to repeat it in the morning. So you have to study it in such a way that you have to repeat it again. And the benefit that you get in there is untold. The Quran Sharif. Similar with Hadith also, Hazrat advised me, which is also carrying on, Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept. And I implore, especially the ulama, to start with this. If we can do it in our masajid, nothing better than that. Can do it at Fajr time, even more better. If we can't, then do it after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, when it suits the people. If you can't do it on a daily basis, do it twice a week, thrice a week. If you can't do it in the masjid, do it at home. Invite your friends, your neighbors, your family, we'll have tafsir. If you can't, or at least with your family members. And if you can't do that, you yourself do. So who can say that I can't do that? Look at 2-3 ayats between 7, or between 5 and 7 minutes do the tafsir on a daily basis. Don't bite too big also, and don't bite that you're not even biting. And don't bite too big, you'll get tired also. So between 5 and 7 minutes and see what great benefit you yourself will get. But usually when you do it on your own, it falls away within a few days. At the most a few weeks. If you've got other people you are responsible for, then it carries on. Also many people, in fact when we came new to Azadville, one complaint of the people were that at that time there were about 40 ulama in Azadville. And about 40 doctors also. Say the doctors, you see them in the masjid for Fajr. The maulanas, you don't see them in the masjid. But if you have to do tafsir, you'll have to make it a point you are there. It will be a great encouragement for you. Even if you don't do tafsir, we have to be there. Jamaat namaz is wajib, we have to be there. May Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, the learning of the Quran, the third point. The fourth point, the recitation of the Quran. To read Quran Sharif. And this is really this is that rite of the Quran which is general for the whole ummah. To be reading Quran Sharif. We have mashallah Bhai Mushtaq here. I see him and I remember. Look at his age. Pure white beard completely. But he has learned proper Quran Sharif learning and he comes like a student. And very happily. Proudly in the sense of happy when he sees me, he says, I'm going today for Sabbath. I'm a student. Like a small young boy, he says, I'm going for Sabbath. And I see him sitting diligently by Maulana Abdullah Ismail, and he sits and he takes his Sabbath and he learns. And at old age, it's not easy to learn. And how many responsibilities we got. We should take an example from this, that we should learn Quran Sharif regularly throughout our lives. So the learning and then the recitation, that is a thing that we should and see from the Quran Sharif all the Hameem surahs, That immediately the right top main subject is about Quran Sharif. And then the whole Quran is full with the importance of the Quran also. Many, many other ayat also. Then these hadith, these duas, for nothing else, was they given so many wastas, so many intermediaries, because of this, Ya Allah, give me this, what I'm asking, as for Quran Sharif. As far as Fadail-e-A'mal is concerned, the Fadail-e-Quran, what a voluminous kitab. Also, and how many ulama have written on the importance, the value of the Quran Sharif. It is that Allah must bring it in our hearts. Quran must be important in my life. It must play central role in my life. Quran Sharif. That is really what a Muslim is. And a Muslim society is also centered around the Quran Sharif. A Muslim's life is centered around the Quran Sharif. And also if a person, it comes in the hadith, if Allah gave you Quran and you regard anything else more valuable, you have done an injustice to the Quran. After Allah gave you Quran Sharif, and this should be emphasized for our students who do hifz. After they have done hifz, don't just do it for a title. And then you can become a doctor, you become a lawyer, become an engineer. You became a hafiz, now learn the meaning of the Quran. Don't give something preference over the Quran. Highlight the Quran more. Now that you have learned it off hips, now you learn the meanings of the Quran Sharif. Then give more importance to the Quran. Then you go and propagate, teach, become an alim, and devote your life to the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif, one great Shaykhul Hadith, who taught Bukhari Sharif for how many years? He passed away, somebody saw him in a dream, asked him, how did it go? Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me great position. How did you achieve this? He say, one ordinary dihati, a villager, used to come to learn Surah Fatiha. I taught him Alhamdul Sharif. On account of that, Allah gave me this. So if we teach the Quran Sharif, and what was his name, Maulana Wahid, who passed away? Yunus. Maulana Yunus Wahid, he was here in Azadville, Rahmatullah Ali. When we went for the janaza namaz, I expected normal janaza. I was shocked at the crowd. What a big crowd. I was very, very surprised. When I asked around, they said that he was teaching in the maktab. And he insisted to teach the first year classes. Always he had that art of teaching the small children. So, and he was teaching Quran. All, Takhti, Yasarna al-Quran, all that he used to teach. And every person of Azad were here for about 30 years or so he taught. So every person practically was his student. So definitely what a big crowd. So the barakat of the Quran Sharif, Allah shows it in every way. So, and for us in our homes, which we will come to a bit more in detail, teach our children Quran Sharif, sit with them. And even just with the excuse of teaching them and making sure they learn, we will be surprised they will be teaching us. We didn't learn with tajweed, etc. But now they learn with tajweed. We will learn from them to correct our Quran Sharif. So anyway, the Quran Sharif, the reading of the Quran, I don't know how much more and which way to try and stress it, that it must be our daily practice, that I just can't do without reading the Quran Sharif. It's my life, the Quran Sharif. And without it, I can't live. It's the air I breathe in. It's the water I drink. It's my breakfast. It's my life, the Quran Sharif. I can't do without Quran Sharif. May Allah put that importance into our hearts, inshallah. Then after reciting of Quran Sharif, the main purpose and object of the Quran Sharif is Amal Bil Quran, to practice upon the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has come not as a ta'weez kitab, or not as a istikhara kitab. Somebody have got a unique way of making istikhara, that you want to make istikhara, then you just open the Quran, the page it opens, you'll find your answer there. Istikhara is in the hadith, that how you make istikhara. Istikhara, namaz you make, etc., you make mashura. The Quran Sharif hasn't come as a ta'weez kitab, that it is for the sake of giving ta'weez to people. And the Quran Sharif has come to recite, and then not only recite, but then to make amal on the Quran Sharif. So our iman must be on the Quran. And due to your weakness, you're not practicing, accept your fault. It's my weakness. It's my indifference. But don't justify and change the meaning of the Quran to what you like. And then try and make amal. That is also absolutely essential. Quran, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were a walking Quran. If you wanted to see Islam, see the life of his, how he sits, how he walks, kirdar, kuftar, raftar, everything was according to Quran Sharif. Life must come. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his one beautiful ash'ar, he explains that, how do you know that Allah has come into your heart? That person's kuftar will change, raftar will change, kirdar, his character will be different. His way of walking, you'll see humility in his way. You'll see how he interacts with people, whether it's at home, whether it's with in the society, how he acts with people, how he behaves. The Quran will bring all this within a person. Your whole life will change. Not that that you are reading a lot of Quran Sharif, and if it hasn't entered, also on that point, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explains that when Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala put his tajalli on Mount Tur in front of Musa alayhi salam, the whole mountain split into pieces. So many of the, mostly the Mufassireen, the ulama explain, because the tajalli was so strong, the mountain couldn't take it. It was too much for it, so it split and it went into pieces. But our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, who looks at everything with the eyes of love, love of Allah Ta'ala. He said when Allah's tajalli came, the mountain didn't go into pieces because it couldn't take it. It wanted to take everything in its crevices, in the depths of it. So it's split so that the tajalli, the nur of Allah Ta'ala could come right into it, not just stay on top. Not just on top of the mountain, it goes right into, therefore it made itself pash. It made itself into pieces, so that that nur and that rahmat and that barakat of Allah must go right down into every piece. So many of us, we read Quran Sharif a lot also, but because we haven't softened the heart, and the heart becomes soft, first it is by zikrullah. By zikrullah, the heart becomes soft. Then this, now you read Quran Sharif, it will go into your heart. Quran Sharif itself also is a zikr. And if we read it with that niyat, then it will soften the heart. Then what we read, etc., then go and listen, not one bayan, even just 1 minute of a bayan, and see it will change your life. And not 1 month you go for umrah, or not 6 months you go for hajj, but one time you enter, read Salatu Salam, and Allah's rahmat that is pouring down on Rozai Mubarak, it will go into your heart if you opened your heart. But if your heart is closed, 6 months you stayed there, and not one drop of Allah's rahmat will enter you. You, as you went, you will come back. So this is a point that is absolutely essential. Otherwise, you will find not only Hafiz students who became Hafiz, they hardly proper beards. Their dressing also, even the day they are completing, they not even dress properly. Not the Hafiz, but the Ustad also. His beard is not in order also. Right? Because the Quran hasn't entered the heart. It's required that the Quran must enter the heart. And for that, the heart must become soft. You have to go in. The three things will make the heart soft. One is Sohbat Salihin, Sohbat of the righteous and the pious people. Zikrullah. And the Quran Sharif Tilawat. If the adab are kept, it will soften the heart. Now when Quran will enter, what will come out of the heart when Quran entered it? What will come out? Al-inaw yatarashahu bima fi. A utensil will only pour out what is in the utensil. So now when Quran is in the heart, Quran will come out of this heart. Now when the person, you're not a Maulana also, you don't know Arabic one word also, but you're reading Quran Sharif and your heart has become soft and you have prepared your heart to take Quran Sharif. Now in your speech, Quran will come. You won't lie. It will automatically, you won't be able to lie. Quran will come out from your eyes. You won't be able to look at haram anymore. You'll only look at, and we'll look at everything with the eyes of the Quran. You'll speak with the speech of the Quran Sharif. You'll touch with the hands of the Quran Sharif. Your whole life will become Quran Sharif. And that is what is required. And then a person will realize and appreciate what is this Kitabullah. What a miracle Allah has given us. What a gift Allah has given us. Yeah, then we will appreciate this. Otherwise, our example will be like that Khan Sahib. His son become Hafiz. Khan Sahib was a poor man. And usually children, though it's not a necessity or anything, but out of happiness, they give a gift to the Ustad. You made me Hafiz, here's a gift. So everyone used to give something. Now there's a poor boy, he had nothing to give. So he was worried, he thought very much, applied his brains heavily, and Khan Sahib, his brains also worked like a Pathan, like a Khan. Then he applied it heavily, so he thought of a wonderful gift to give his ustad. So one day when now he came to the class, and sitting in the class, he was with his ustad, he told ustad, you made me Hafiz. Said, yes, my son, it's an honor, you became Hafiz by me, etc. He said, I want to reward you, and to give you a gift. He said, it's not necessary, but if you want to make yourself happy, no problem. Then he took out a dagger and he put it. He said, I'll make you Shaheed. What is a bigger gift than becoming Shaheed? You become a Shaheed in the path of Allah. What is a bigger gift than that? He said, oh, this fellow's head works like a real Khan. Properly like a Khan Sahib he works. He has really applied his brain and you want to give me the greatest gift. So he says, my son, no problem. He was a Ustad also. In the other meaning of the word. He was a man who knew what to do. So he told him, you're going to make me Shaheed. So let me go and make fresh wuzu again. Let me make 2 rakats namaz. Then you make me Shaheed. So he went out. He locked the door from outside. And he called all the town people that to look after this man. I made him Hafiz. Now in return he wants to make me Shaheed. So appreciation must be also shown in the right way. This gift of the Quran Sharif. So also to understand what the Quran Sharif is and to appreciate it. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was invited by a Nawab Sahib who's like a king. And he came to fetch Hazrat for the Dawat, and of course a big bungalow, big palace he's got, and everything according to his status, Nawab Sahib. So, but when he came and fetched Hazrat, he asked Hazrat, I want to ask one question. Why don't people respect the Hafiz and the Alims today? They don't show any respect to them which is due to them. So Hazrat kept quiet, he didn't reply. And see how Allah's system works with Allah Wala. And how it works. When they reached his place, then just right, they just reached there, they hardly really settled down, and one of his workers spoke in a very rude and rough way to the Nawab Sahib, to his boss. So Hazrat asked him, this is your worker, and he speaks to you like this? He said, he doesn't know who I am, he's a new worker. So then Hazrat asked him, you got your answer. He was a wise person. The people don't know who a Hafiz is. They don't know who an alim is. That's why they just treat them like any old person. Anyhow they treat them. Had they knew, and I usually tell our ulama friends and Hafiz friends, if the world doesn't treat you well, don't worry. He who knows your value, Allah, he will treat you according to your status. And Allah will treat you according to your status. Allah knows your value. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows the value. And this will be also until we first know our value. If the Hafiz doesn't know his own value, he's not there for namaz. His dressing is not according to what a Hafiz dressing must be. His character is not according to what a Hafiz character must be. He hasn't understood his own value. How can somebody else understand his value? If he's a Maulana, his character is not right, his habits are not right, wherever he goes, people are spitting him out, he doesn't get a job, he's fired from here, he's fired from there, nobody is happy with him, he's not right, how can other people appreciate him? So anyway, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, one more example, very important. One ustad told his student, small boy, that one ayat of the Quran Sharif, is more better, more valuable. One ayat, one masala of deen. That wuzu got four farais, that's one masala. And then the four farais was wash your face, your arms, including your elbows, make masala, your legs, including your ankles. That's another masala. One masala is more better, valuable than the whole world and what the world contains. So the boy was very happy. I'm earning so great. One ayat. How many ayats of the Quran every day I'm learning? One masala I'm learning. How much I'm earning? One day the child's sandal, it broke. And then he took it to the shoemaker to fix up. Shoemaker saw. He asked, how much will you pay me? How much will you give me to fix it up? So, like for example, in our times, 10 rand, 15 rand, small little stitching job. So the shoemaker took that sandal and threw it back at him on his face. And told him, what must I do? He told, I'll teach you one masala. I'll teach you one ayat of the Quran. The shoemaker took that sandal, threw it on his face. What must I do with one masala? So he was baffled. My ustad told me one masala is more valuable than the whole world and what it contains. One ayat is more better than the whole world and what... But yeah, not a new sandal. My broken sandal, I can't get it repaired also with one masala. Where is the whole world and what it contains? So he told his ustad, his perplexity, his dilemma, that I don't understand. Ustad understood what the problem is. Ustad took a valuable jewel he had, pearl, diamond, and it sent a responsible person with the boy back to the same shoemaker and told him, tell him, fix it. And when he asks you what you'll give me, tell him, I'll give you the stone. So he told the shoemaker. Shoemaker took him, the stone, and he said, threw it on his face. What was I do? I want 10 rand, 15 rand. He doesn't know the value of a diamond also. It's just a stone to him. Then he sent that same boy with that same stone and that man to the jeweler, the top jeweler of the town. When the jeweler, he knew the value of that diamond, of that pearl and gem. Immediately he saw it, nobody can pay the money and the amount for this besides the king. Nobody else can pay the value of it. So those who know the value, they will appreciate. Who know what a half is, they will respect that half is. I saw with my eyes, Maulana Ahmad Haturani sahab, the father of Maulana Rafiq Haturani, for all his sons who are half his alim, he himself was a great, great alim, and a very, very pious person, and a person of a very high level. But he would open the door for them for the car. The father will open for his sons, and he will close the door for them. How not even for us, we were like small children in front of him. But what respect he would show. They knew the value. If a person knows the value of Quran and Hadith, he will respect a hafiz and he will respect. Also, I've seen that those people who are very pious, but they haven't got respect of ulama and they haven't got respect of huffaz, not one hafiz in their family. And they everything, and all, most of the children do try many things, but they failures in everything. Not one hafiz, not one alim in the family, and ordinary people. And this applies to ulama also. And alim also haven't got respect for other ulama. In his children, no ulama. No hafiz in his children. And ordinary people who are not alims and who are not hafiz, but they got respect for ulama. Allah blesses them with ulama in their families. Allah blesses them with huffaz in their families. So, one more incident to try and illustrate this point. There was a porter who used to transport goods. He had a donkey in those days, not big trucks, how many ton trucks today for transporting goods, but those days on his donkey. And like it is common practice, they beautify the donkey also. A poor donkey, what it knows, what's the value? You put zafran in front of a donkey, what the donkey know the value of zafran also. So anyway, he had hung a beautiful diamond on the head of the donkey. Neither did he know the value of the diamond, when the donkey, what the donkey is going to know the value. One day a jeweler saw, oh, this is a very precious diamond. So he told that porter, the owner of the donkey, give me this stone. So he said, no, I can't give you just like that, you have to pay me. He said, give me, for example, 5 rupees. It's worth 5 million rupees. 50 million, but he didn't know the value. So he said, for example, 10 rupees. Then usually bargaining takes place, that person said 5. He said 10, they're arguing 5, 10, 10, 5. Anyway, they settled. As soon as the jeweler put the diamond in his hand, he bought it now, sale is made. It broke into pieces. So he told the diamond, this was the Qudrat of Allah. He says, when you were hanging on the donkey who didn't know your value, then you were salamat. You were properly, nothing wrong with you. You came in my hands, I know your value. And now you broke into two pieces when you came into my hands and I know your value. He says, you don't know my value, you paid 5 rupees for. You know that I'm worth 50 million rupees and you paid 5 rupees for me. Well, you didn't appreciate me. That's why I broke into pieces. So therefore, the huffaz, the ulama, they've got the highest status, and the first of their farz is they themselves must understand their value and what, who they are. And after that, the people will also appreciate. And there is no doubt. Who realize their own value. And a hafiz who knows his value, for example, in one hadith, it comes, inna ashrafa ummati, the most honorable in my ummati, hamalat al-Qur'an wa qa'imul layl. The person who carries the Qur'an, the hafiz. Generally, that is the meaning. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected it with tahajjud. That means the hafiz must make tahajjud. It must be like juz'e la yanfak, that he doesn't miss out his tahajjud. Whether he makes the tahajjud after Isha or the tahajjud at 3 o'clock in the morning, but a hafiz. And if he makes his tahajjud, 5 times namaz is in the bag. There is no question about that. His 5 times namaz also. And then his dressing, his behavior. Sometimes, Allahu Akbar, the language of a maulana, the language of a hafiz, and especially in the house, you can't believe it. This is, you were the person, Allahu Akbar, one person gave a beautiful example. The food that you, the dog's food you give, in its bowl, in a plate, and also the spoon, etc. You get a top guest, and you give him in that. And he knows this is the same plate and the same spoon that they give the dog's food in. And you're giving your top guest in that. He will just get up and go away. So, with that tongue of yours, that is your spoon, and your mouth, and your eyes, your utensils, and your hands, with which you touching Quran Sharif, and now with that same, you watching TV also, and the filth and porn on TV, with the same eyes you're looking at Quran Sharif also. With the tongue with which you read Quran Sharif, with that same tongue, you go and talk vile language, and you go and kiss haram woman, and you use your tongue and your lips for all this haram, and with that you're touching Quran Sharif, you're reading Quran, that utensils what you use for the dogs, you use that same Quran, same utensils for the Quran. So it doesn't, there's no CA also can make a reconciliation statement to reconcile the two here. That this is, what is that and what is this? So those people whom Allah has blessed with Quran Sharif, the respect and honor of the Quran Sharif is also absolutely essential, and know the value of it. So after the tilawat of Quran Sharif, then we must go on to the amal of Quran Sharif, to practice and bring the Quran and try and become a model of the Quran Sharif. That must be our endeavor, that we try and reach that level, that we are a living Quran Sharif. The Sahaba were living Quran Sharif. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She asked, did you not read the Quran Sharif? He was the living Quran Sharif. And what are the Quran Sharif? What are the teachings of the Quran Sharif? For example, wal kadhimin al ghayd, who control the anger. Wal afina anin nas, they forgive people. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra wad darra, who spend when they've got ease, comfort, when they're in the comfort zone, they also spending. And when they are in difficult conditions, they also spend. Perhaps not so much, but they also still spend. They don't hoard and keep back also. And وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, and when they do some guna, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, immediately they remember. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they ask for maafi. I made this mistake. Where my eyes went? Where my thoughts went? I saw our Ustad Malana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was a very advanced age and very common while teaching Bukhari Sharif. He would just Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Only Allah knows why he was making istighfar. And these people, Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyiatul Muqarrabin. Their gunas are far from them. But what are neki for us, what is sawab for us, for them is guna. They at that level, the second division, that is also guna. So they remember Allah immediately. Little your thoughts went in a different way. Or whatever else, not in haram, not in makruh, not in undesirable, just from the less preferred to the higher preferred. And that also they can't take. So this was the condition, how they had consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. 24 hours at any time. Now what consciousness? Whether a ni'mat came to them, they would remember Allah. Whether some musibah, difficulty came, they would remember Allah Ta'ala. So this amal of the Quran Sharif must come into us. We must become the living Quran, not only in reading, but our practice, our lives. And the Quran Sharif is that kitab that anyone and everyone will be attracted to Quran Sharif. If Quran is in our lives, people will be attracted to us. Today, why a person goes for an interview, he's a maulana, he's a hafiz, he's got Quran in him, tafsir. But in the interview, he says such things that we know, we don't understand here in our town. One friend of ours, who was not a maulana, his name was Maulana Zigzag also. He wasn't a maulana, but he was like he knew and used to teach also. He went for a job in KZN those years. One masjid, they interviewed him and they said, "You must make Juma." Juma, what a big Juma, amama and flowery talk and everything tick, right, 10 out of 10 for everyone. They had lunch with the mutawallis, everything correct. After that, he was going now in the town, walking. So now he's a different maulana, now suit and tie. And now he's got different, he's completely. One mutawalli, he met him, he asked, "How was my talk? How much you gave me?" 10 out of 10. He said, "Before you hired, you fired. If this is your condition that you're dressing like this here, before we hire you, we fire you already." So when our condition, when Quran is not in our life, we pick and choose. When we in the masjid, then Ramzan, we go for Hajj Umrah with our 10 murids, then we are top. But when we are on our own, we see we are completely different. So this is that life of Quran must come into us. May Allah give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا.